Unit 7. What it's like to be a woman in tech.
Welcome to today's program. Being a woman in the field of technology is a challenge. I, as well as many women in similar positions, have known this for years, whether it's made clear through feeling like an outsider in the boys' club or being viewed as less qualified simply because of your gender. My name is Jen Hopkins, and today I'm lucky enough to be interviewing my friend and fellow woman in technology, Sarah Hawkinson, who works as a software development engineer. I hope to inspire and motivate more women and girls to jump into this field, so stay tuned. Thanks so much for being here, Sarah. To begin, can you share a little bit about what it is that you do and what a typical day for you is like?
Hi, Jen. Thanks for having me. It's great to be on your show. I am a software development engineer at a mid-sized startup company. My typical day involves writing code to work on features or fix bugs, code reviewing other engineers' work, and attending status and design meetings.
A technology-filled day for sure. Did you always know that working in technology was what you wanted to do? How did you decide to go into computer science?
Well, it wasn't that I knew from the very beginning. When I was little, I wanted to be a doctor. I went to college for chemical engineering, but eventually switched my major to computer science. I realized that although it might not be in the same direct way as working with patients, I could change the world in the same way through technology.
That's an awesome perspective to have. I don't think it's any secret that many women in the tech industry have felt their gender has affected the way that they are perceived or treated. Have you ever been in a situation like that? How did you handle it?
I personally have been fortunate enough to never have dealt with any sort of discrimination during my career. The most I've experienced is a few awkward moments when a group of guys forgets they have a girl in their midst or feels like they have to act differently because I'm around.
What do you think is the best part of being a woman in the tech industry?
Right now, there is a lot of awareness around the gender gap in the tech industry, which makes a lot of people hyper-aware of helping women move forward in their career.
That sounds like a positive development. Do you still notice a lack of women in technology? If so, why do you think that's the case?
I think there is definitely a lack of women in technology. I have seen teams that are pretty even gender-wise, but overall there are definitely more men than women in the field as a whole. I think a lot of the gap comes from misinformation and education about what can be done in the technology field. A lot of times I see computer science being marketed towards kids with robots and video games, which are typically things boys are more interested in. But the truth is, you can do anything with technology. Every day, we interact with technology in hundreds of different ways, and all of those, and so many more, are opportunities to make a difference in the world.
Yeah, it's good to know just how many options are out there. What advice would you give to a woman considering a career in the tech industry? What do you wish you had known?
I would just say to go for it. I find more often than not, people don't think that they can get into the tech industry. But there are a lot of different roles and skills needed and so many different things you can do within the industry. So I would tell someone to just go for it and try.
Thanks so much to Sarah for a great interview and a look into her life as a software engineer. Are you a woman in the technology field too? How has your experience been similar or different? Do you have any questions for women in the technology industry?